doors are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
It's just a blessing to be alive on today. And we just thank God for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, another opportunity to break the bread of life. And, you know, we can't take it for granted that we're still here. If you can hear my voice, excuse me, that's a blessing. You're still here. You're still here. So that means that God has an assignment. The work is not done. There's still work for you to do. That's if you're in Christ Jesus. So our main goal in these times we're living in, and we're living in some perilous times. We haven't seen nothing yet. Things are going to get really, really tight. And we just have to be in faith. I was curious to why the Lord had me preaching on faith for so many years now. And he had me go back. When I finished up all the scriptures on faith, he had me go back. And as I go back, there's more revelation in there. Every time you read a scripture, you study, you meditate on it, that scripture, you get more and more revelation out of it, because that word is alive. It is spirit and it is life. The word is alive. So we have to really get down in this word and really develop a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to really spend time with him, and praying and fasting and just communing with the Holy Spirit so we can know who Jesus is. We really don't know who he is. We know of him, but we have to have a relationship so we can know him. We can know him. We can have that intimate, personal relationship with Jesus. So therefore, excuse me, when we call on him, whether he's done blessed us or whether we're going through trials and tribulations and situations and issues, he'll know our voice. And we need to be mindful of that. So everything that's going on right now, it's not by happenstance. It's all written. It's prophecy fulfilling itself. And there's going to be some turbulent times. And the Bible says that when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? It's going to take faith. That's why he had me on faith. It's going to take faith to be able to stand. Because we got some things coming, and we're going to have to stand firm on the word. We got to stand firm on that foundation. We're going to have to stand by faith. We got to walk by faith. We're going to have to speak to those things that be not as though they were, by faith. Huh? Because there's some stuff coming. And trust me and believe, we already seeing a little bit of it, but it's nothing like what's coming. And so we're going to have to be able to stand until Jesus cracked the sky open and come back for us. We're going to have to be able to stand. And it's going to take some faith so we don't be rattled by what we see and what folks say and what the news is saying and what's going on, because we already know. If you get in this Bible, you already know what's going on. And you know where we are. So we have to get in this word. We have to have this relationship. First of all, you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. Like grandma used to say, every tub going to have to sit on his own bottom. When there's a day coming when you're going to have to stand. When you're going to have to stand before God and give him account. For the deeds done in this body, in this earthen vessel, you got to give an account. So you got to stand before him for yourself. So, you know, it all seems funny now and hee hee ha ha and whatever, and we doing everything we big enough to do, but we need to be mindful this is not it. this is temporary. Yeah, this is not it. Yeah, we just passing through. We just sojourners, pilgrims, passing through this barren land, huh? Trying to take all the souls we can with us. That's what we're trying to do, because the devil trying to take all he can with him to hell. So we have to be mindful of his devices, huh? We have to be mindful. Most precious and gracious eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another day's journey, Lord God. We thank you that we are clothed and in our right mind. Lord God, we thank you for a sound mind. We thank you for your love, your power, and a sound mind, a disciplined mind, a mind that is fixed on Jesus, a mind that has been made up that for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die. Lord, we just thank you right now for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Father, we bless you and magnify you for your keeping power. Keep us in the hollow of your hand. Lord, we just thank you right now that you're mindful for everything that's going on around us. Lord, just keep us in the faith, Lord God. Keep us steadfast, unmovable, abounding in your works, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us not be moved, Lord. Even though there's a shaking going on, let us not be moved. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. We've sinned a lot, Lord God. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Lord, we thank you that the blood that was shed covers our sins, that Jesus paid our sin debt. And we thank you that those stripes on his back covered every division of disease and dis-ease that we will go through on this side of the chilly Jordan. Lord, we just thank you right now for your healing power being poured out on all those that are afflicted right now, Lord God. All that are listening right now, Lord God, wherever they may be, Lord God, pour out your healing virtue on them right now. You know the situation, Lord God. You know how they toiled all night, Lord, tossing and turning in pain. Lord Jesus, just touch right now. Touch right now, Lord. Just like the woman with the issue, Lord, we touching. We're reaching out right now, touching the hem of your garment, Lord, because we know there's more medicine in the hem of your garment than all the physicians in the land have access to, Lord. We just thank you right now for your healing power, Lord. We stand on it. We stand on it, Lord. We say it is done. According to Isaiah 53:5, with your stripes, we are healed, because you was wounded for our transgressions and you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, you paid the penalty for our peace, Lord, for our salvation. Lord, we thank you that it's already done. You said on the cross, Jesus, it is finished. All thing we have to do is walk it out by faith. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we ask that you just bless the bereaved families, Lord God, all those who have lost loved ones. Lord God, give them peace and comfort, knowing that you're not a God. You are God. You can't make no mistakes. You're not man. You don't make no mistakes. And if they died in Christ, they're with you right now, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, for giving them peace and comfort. Yes, Lord. Easing them, Lord God. Sending the comforter to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask a special blessing over those that own the radio station, that the technicians that come through here, Lord, to make it happen, that the gospel goes out over the airwaves, that songs of praise and hymns, the gospel is going out. Lord, we just thank you for those men and women, God, who make it happen. Bless them, cover them, continue to anoint them, give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Bless those that come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying in the name of Jesus through the airwaves, Lord God, all over the globe. Lord, continue to build them up where they're torn down. Strengthen them where they're weak, Lord Jesus. Continue to anoint them. Yes, Lord, give them everything they need to finish this course, to finish the race, Lord God. Build them up in their most holy faith, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for all that you're doing in this season, Lord. Continue to bless and keep, Lord God, as we look to you. We can't look nowhere else but to you, Lord Jesus. Our strength is in you. Our help is in you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, comforts us. Thank you, Lord God. Your will be done, not our will. Your will, your word, and your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 16. And I'm going to read verse 13 through 14. And I'm going to expound on that a little bit. There's a lot of meat on that bone. And it reads as thus. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. Amen. Amen. And here, Paul is telling them to watch. You, watch. We are watchmen. The Bible tells us to watch and pray. To watch and pray and to love his appearing, because we don't want the enemy to sneak up on us. He's going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the truth about it is, if you are born again and you are in Christ, the devil have no power over you. He has no power over you. He has no authority over you. You have dominion, you have power, and you have authority in Christ Jesus. Far as you're concerned, his teeth has been pulled and his claws have been clipped. He has no power over you. Being born again, a child of the Most High God. When you stand and watch, when you stand and watch in faith, standing on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets before us on the Word of God, the Word of God, who Jesus is. That's what the church was built on. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. That means the gates of hell can't stop us from anything. It can't keep us out. It can't prevail. Nothing the enemy is going to do. Weapons will be formed. They will be formed, but they will not prosper, because we serve the one who created the smith, who forges the weapons. So the enemy has no place in us. The Lord said in the Garden of Gethsemane, the devil is coming. Satan is coming. Slewfoot is coming, but he have nothing in me. And that needs to be our testimony. And I know it's hard. We all fall short, but we have to brush ourselves off and repent and turn and turn. That what repent mean, to change directions, turn. If you was going this way, if you backslidden, the Lord say, I'm married to the backslider. But we have to turn and come back to Jesus. Watch ye. And this means it's a military metaphor. You know, you standing on guard like the sentinels, watching over the camp, like the watchman on the wall. You're watching. And that's what we're called to do. Those of us, especially those of us that are in the fivefold ministry, because we have those that are in our care. The sheep, we are to watch over the sheep. We can't let the wolves come in and snatch them up. Just like David, when he was a young lad, he slew a bear and a lion with his hands, coming to try to get the sheep. We have to watch over. We have to watch. And we have to be vigilant, mindful, sober, on guard, lest the enemy creep in and catch us off guard. And the element of surprise is powerful in war, because we are at war. And we're going to be at war until Jesus come back. Because we have an enemy that is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to take every soul he can to hell with him. He's been to heaven and can't go back. Just think about that. Just think about it. You heard me say that over and over again. I'm going to keep saying it. There's a heaven and a hell. You have a choice. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You're going to serve Jesus, or you're going to serve the devil. There's only two places. When you close your eyes, that's not it. That's not it. So we need to be mindful. We need to be mindful. We need to watch. In these turbulent times, we need to stay watchful. Stay on our guard. Keep preaching, teaching. Stay on our guard. Don't be moved by what's going on in the news, what's going on in this land, what's going on in other countries. Don't be moved, because we are safe in his arms. We have a blessed assurance that we are safe in Jesus. We are in the ark. We are in the ark. We are in the ark because we're in covenant with him when we're born again. We're in that ark of safety, just like Noah and his family was. We are in that ark of safety. And if you're out of the ark of safety, you need to get in the ark of safety. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till this evening, because it's not promise. It's not promise. When you hear the word, harden not your heart. Receive the word. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. And they got a lot of stuff out there. New age and all this stuff they're doing. They're trying to take us to one world order and all that. But God is in control. Jesus is the King of Kings. And he has the final say. And he's still in control of everything that goes on. Everything that goes on, even the bad, he's turning it for our good when we trust and believe in him. So we have to stand. It says that we need to stand fast, stand firm. Stand firm. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. What is your hands doing? What is your mouth saying? What is your mind thinking, Is it kingdom? Are you kingdom minded? Are you heavenly minded? Are you speaking of Jesus and what he's done for us and what he's yet doing for us? Are you telling them about what he did on Calvary's cross and how he paid the price for us, how he snatched us out of a burning hell? We need to stand fast on the gospel. Stand firm. Be not shaken. Be not moved. I don't care what comes. And it's not easy. It's not easy because in our flesh, that's why we have to walk by the Spirit. We have to stand in the Spirit. That's why we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have to be in this word. We have to be in this word. This is our spiritual food. We have to feed our spirit man, our spirit woman, with the word of God, in prayer, fasting, meditating on this word, communing with the Holy Spirit, having fellowship with Jesus, spending time with him, and not just speaking, not just praying and talking and asking, but being quiet, being silent, listening to what the Spirit is saying to the church, listening, having an attentive ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And taking it and letting that word get down on the inside in our spirit, man, and bringing it to manifestation, praying over the word, praying with the word, bringing it to God's remembrance, even though God know the word, but he want to know that you know. Bring to his remembrance when you're praying the word, praying the word of God. It's effective. That's an effective, fervent prayer. When you pray in the word of God. So we have to stand. And these are turbulent times we're in. But we can't be shaken. We can't be of the world. We're in the world, but we can't be of the world. Because we are of the kingdom. This is our constitution. This is our guide. This is what leads us. So we have to stand on this firm. This is the firm foundation that Jesus was talking to Peter about, that he's going to build his church on. His church is built on this firm foundation of who Jesus is, that confession. Jesus is the word. It's built on the word. So we have to stand fast, in the faith. Don't be moved in the faith, trusting, leaning and depending on the Lord, acknowledging him in all your ways, trusting in him with your heart, mind, soul, everything that is within you. Trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Not trusting in man. We see all kind of stuff in the media and social media now. Man falling, women falling, men and women of God. But these bodies are frail. These bodies are frail. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus don't change. So we need to put our trust and our faith in the Lord, walking by faith, trusting in him, because it's by his grace that we are saved. Through faith, we must have faith. in him that he is. Before we can receive anything, before we can talk to him, have a relationship, we must believe that he is first. So we must receive him as our Lord and Savior. So when God look at us, he don't see us. He see the blood of Jesus. He see his son. He see that blood that was shed for us, which covers all of our sins. Huh? He already paid the price. It makes us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But we have to be in Christ Jesus. We can't do it on our own. And it's a free gift from God. So no man can boast about it. We can't boast. We ain't nothing we've done. No works. No works. You can't earn salvation. You can't earn it. You have to walk in it. Walk by faith. Receive it. It's a precious gift. It's a precious gift. And it's available to you today, right now. Right now. And at the end of this program, you'll hear me lead you in the sinner's prayer. And all you have to do is repeat that after me and thank the Lord for saving you. Thank him for delivering you. Thank you. Thank him for giving you another opportunity more than once, because we mess up a lot. And he gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And don't waste time. Time is too precious. It is too precious. Don't wait. You don't have the time you think you have, because people are leaving here at an alarming rate. And what you don't want to do is close your eyes and don't know Jesus, don't have a relationship with him, have not received him as your Lord and Savior. You have not been saved. And don't get that confused with religion, because there's a lot of folk in the house of God, in the sanctuary. They're in the sanctuary, but they've never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And you need to fix that today. You need to fix that today, because that's the only way you're going to be saved, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior. There's no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. I don't care what nobody tell you. There is no other way. So we have to stand fast in the faith. Strengthen ourselves in our faith. Strengthen your faith. Just lay it all on the line and say, Lord, if you don't do it, it ain't going to be done. But I'm trusting you. Give it to him and leave it alone. That's when God moves the fastest. Because if you stay there worrying about it, God ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to move because it's in your hands. But when you lay down your flesh, get out your flesh and give it to the Lord. When you land flat on your back and ain't nothing else you can do, you just right for a miracle. You just right for a move of God, because you done got flesh out the way. And a lot of times we steady going through because we trying to do it our way. Trying to do it our way. And once we get to the end of our rope and we figure out that we can't do it, and we land flat on our back and you can't do nothing but look up, then you can be moved by the Spirit, because guess what? Flesh is out the way. And he'll put super on your natural and move on your behalf, because you putting it in his hands and you trust in him and you have faith in him. But if you keep taking it back from him, he's not going to move on it. And you keep worrying about it. If you're going to worry, there's no need to pray. There's no need to pray if you're going to worry. And if you're going to pray, you don't need to worry. So when you pray, leave it with him. And I'm speaking from experience. It took me a while, because I always want to fix it. That's what we do. We want to fix it. We want to get the attaboy, huh? But it's not about us. It's about Jesus. All glory, all praise, all honor goes to him. Goes to him. I'm not trying to take none of his glory. Huh? I'm not trying to take none of his glory. Because that's a bad place to be at, because you might end up like Agrippa. Huh? You might end up like Agrippa, dead. I'm not taking God's glory. It all belongs to him. So we have to honor him, but we have to trust him by faith, because these times we're living in, there's a lot of stuff going to be out of our control. And ain't nothing we're going to be able to do about it, but we just have to trust God that he going to make a way for us. And he always does. But we got to trust him. And you're going to have to speak some things into existence, because you have more power, creative power in your tongue, huh, than just for conversation. because you are made in his image and after his likeness. So therefore, you can create with your mouth. So think about what you're saying. What are you creating? Huh? God created the worlds when he spoke with his words. He took the time and fashioned man with his hands. But he spoke everything else into existence. And you're like him, so you can speak things into existence. So what are you speaking? What are you saying? Huh? What are you saying? Could your situation be the way it is because of what you've said, what you've created with that little pink thing in your mouth, that tongue? It's powerful. So you can speak life or you can speak death. You can speak blessing or cursing. But it can't both come out the same. So you got to speak one or the other. And if you're a child of God, you're going to speak life. You're going to speak blessing. You're going to speak what the word say. You're going to speak the word. And he said, let all your things be done with charity. See, everything Paul talks about, everything he preaches and teaches and ministers about, it all goes back to charity, back to love. Because everything we do, we must do it in love. It's by love and kindness has the Lord drawn us, by love and kindness. So without love, you just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And you're making a lot of noise, but you ain't saying nothing. You must do it in love. Let all your things, everything you say, everything you think, huh? Everything you do, because love is action. Love is action. I can say I love you all day long, but if I don't never show you, then that's suspect. Let all that you do be in love. And there's a lot of love. There's love is one thing that's missing in this world today. There's not hardly any love. God is love. It's who he is. It's not his characteristic. It's who he is. So if we're made his image after his likeness, we need to reflect love too. It needs to be who we are. It needs to be who we are. So we need to show love. Walk by faith, stand, watch, be vigilant. Because he's going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking. So we have to be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. Stand fast in the faith. And until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray heart prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. This is Cynthia Westwith for such a time as this. As a child of Almighty God, El Shaddai, Elohim, it is my prime desire to please Him in every area of my life. When I stand before him in glory, I want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." While I am on planet Earth, what I do and say must be pleasing to him. He is Elohim, creator of heaven and earth, and he has clearly made it known what his desire is for us. The Ten Commandments.